Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North. It is just about the end of the first month of the new year, so how are those resolutions coming? Too often, we set goals for ourselves that are a little unrealistic. But if your goal is just to move more and move better, Healthy Body Basics can help. Often it's hard to find the time to incorporate vigorous exercise into our daily lives. But this is a case of even a little is better than none at all. Healthy Body Basics contributor Cynthia Akey says you don't need an hour or even 20 minutes to exercise to feel better. You just need one. Akey joins Audrey Nowakowski in the studio to go through some one-minute exercises you can incorporate into your day, and she starts by breaking down some misconceptions about time and exercise.
I think a lot of people just feel that, you know, I need to get in that minimum 20 minutes, 45 minutes on a treadmill before I really feel like I've done something and it's good for my body. But all of the health guidelines, government health guidelines, are actually saying, like, anytime you can move, move more. So, and that impacts all of our joints, all of our muscles, and thinking about that especially is like, how can we move as much as we can, even if it's a short period of time. So I'm always a big fan of whenever you've got a few moments that you're on your way to do something or you're waiting somewhere, how can you sneak in some exercise into your everyday?
Right. And what is incorporating these short exercises throughout the day do for our bodies and minds?
Well, definitely it's going to might change your mood, might get a little uplift because you're going to get a little rush of endorphins coming into your brain and to your body, sending obviously some circulation. So you might have felt more tired and now we're going to actually get some circulation moving. So we're going to feel a little bit more energized, and also just prove your breathing. Definitely you're a little bit more aware, especially if you're doing some more stretching in one way or another. Just taking that time to just take care of yourself.
Take care and notice. Yeah.
Yep.
Now, with cardio, most people might think, I don't need a minute of cardio. Why would I do that? You know, again, well, it's like either I need to be on the treadmill for at least 20 minutes or that kind of misconception. But if we're limited on space and time, what are some other ways we can?
Well, you know, it sounds so silly. Like you think back to grade school, like, oh, they made us march in place. Well, that actually is it's an excellent warm up to do more exercise. But it's an exercise in itself that you can do just about anywhere. And especially like when it's cold, it's a good thing to do. Like if you're standing at a bus stop or somewhere, it's a good thing to just try to keep circulation going. So, and I do teach some classes where the circuit is actually a minute. And I give a lot of different patterns that are these little cardio minutes of just some simple movement patterns, just like marching, that everyone is like, wow, I didn't think it was going to be that hard to maintain for a minute. But, you know, you're trying to heat up a cup of tea in the microwave and do some marching while you're waiting for that to heat up.
Yeah. Or, well, I have a hard time with, like, arm and leg clearance for me, but jumping jacks is
exactly
another.
It is.
As a 6 foot one person,
yes.
But
yeah, jumping jacks is really good. Squatting, pushing, pulling. Once we start getting into some of the regular movement patterns that our bodies need to do every day.
And using what you have. Here's a countertop.
Exactly. So trying to think about, you know, strength, you can be doing push-ups at a countertop. You can be doing squats or lunges just about anywhere, depending on what you have. Like even using, we've done some things where even just using some canned goods is an easy, like just trying to add that in when you're just going like, oh, I just have a few minutes. What can I do? So, but know that your body is there and you can use your body weight to do a lot of different exercises really quickly and really easily.
Right. And your body weight is an asset.
That absolutely
for
is.
For sure. People think of strength training in a gym, in a weight room, you know, with various barbells, that thing. But that doesn't mean you're building your body the way it wants to function the most. You know, like if you're concentrating on too much stuff, moving better with your own body weight versus having that resistance against a totally different amount of weight that in the real world you're not going to come across.
Right. And it might not even necessarily be the right pattern for something that you do commonly. So carrying groceries, carrying laundry, carrying kids, walking dogs. So there's different strength required, even with walking a dog, of keeping shoulder stability, core stability, and knowing that you can do a lot of that just at home. Everything from we have planks. There's a lot of different core workout. And you can do things that, again, using a wall, a countertop, a table,
Now, and mobility is probably the most straightforward to incorporate and is also good for your joints, you know, because as we're sitting here, I can turn my ankles underneath the counter here, you know.
Exactly. So with mobility, we're just trying to increase the range of motion in all of our joints as best as we can. So with an elbow joint, obviously, we're going to be doing that hinging, flexion and extension motion. But wrists and ankles, taking care of hands, things, you know, if we're typing a lot, not realizing that, you know, your hands might get a little stiff. So knowing that you can open and close fingers, making fists and opening and closing really easy, circling wrists, circling ankles, taking care of your neck, just doing a few simple neck circles, as long as you're doing it slow and mindfully and aware of any tension points, so where things might be a little bit more stuck or uncomfortable.
On that note of just recognizing and taking care of yourself, one place a lot of people fall short on, myself included, is stretching, you know, taking care of yourself after the workout. So
it is one of the most common things for anyone who's doing any type of sporting activity that they stretching. I don't have time for that.
I don't need a cool down today. I'm just going to lie in bed. But, you know, there's a couple types of stretching. So what is the difference between a dynamic stretch and a static stretch?
So dynamic stretch, a lot of people tend to see that more with people that are running track. That's a really obvious way to see that. Or someone who's going to be playing basketball, something that they might be making arm circles. They might be kicking their legs up high. So again, it's trying to lengthen with some movement, purposeful movement, obviously. So we're not just swinging stuff around, but just trying to take a little bit more time to open up the chest. If we're doing arm crosses or arm swings, legs, we're trying to get into hips and hamstrings, trying to loosen that up.
Right.
So, and then static stretching is we're just trying to stretch the actual muscle, putting it into a lengthened position and giving it time, because that's what it usually takes. It takes some time, which is what we always feel like we don't have. But knowing that a nice way, a lot of people go, well, how long am I supposed to hold that stretch? I don't understand. Like, I don't have a watch near me, or I don't set a timer. Like, what can I do? So I like to tell people to go with that 3 to 5 breath as a starting point to hold a stretch so that your body can actually get into it. So when we know that our inhalation and exhalation takes approximately 5 to 6 seconds, when you get at least to 15 seconds for 3, and if you can get up to 5 or 6, you're getting closer to 30, 35. So knowing that we want to get to that, at least that 30-second amount of time, so you can understand, like, I can take 5 breaths, I can be in this stretch, and then I can move on to maybe something else that
right.
needs a stretch, and it's not so bad. So,
well, and making sure to stretch to the point of, you know, some discomfort where obviously you know you are not lengthening on the regular basis, but
right.
not so far where that's going to
yes.
put you to tweak that muscle
right.
or overextend.
Well, and ideally, the reason that we are stretching is to try to keep those muscles nice and pliable so that they know the full range of the stretch that is possible. So keeping them long and comfortable.
Another thing along that note that builds with time is also just balance. Recognizing we all have a weak side, we all have a strong side.
And we really do. And there's a lot of different ways that you can play with balance. So, again, I bring that into a lot of my classes that we actually start it. We start the class with standing on a single leg and learning how to not lock the knee, really stabilize the foot, engage the core, lift and lengthen so that you've got a lot of strength in your posture as well. And then you start playing with it. So, like, where is the instability? Is it in your foot? Is it in your ankle? Is it in your leg? Is it in your core? Like, starting to notice where those little points are that can be the places, the weak points. So we want to find those weak links so we can start knowing that we should be strengthening them or stretching them, depending on what we need. But balance is definitely something that is really easy. And, again, thinking about the moments of time when you're drying your hair or brushing your teeth, things that can make a difference. So just taking an assessment of noticing, like, which side of the body needs a little bit more work. Then to step it up a notch, I start having people work on closing their eyes.
It's amazing how hard it is to balance. The first time I did that was in physical therapy. I was getting over an ankle injury.
Yeah.
And It's like, okay, stand on your weakened foot and now close your eyes.
And I was shaking
like a leaf. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So obviously we wouldn't do that when we're drying our hair or brushing our teeth. But if you're going to do that test, start noticing, like, how can you engage all those points to make it stronger to get a sense of that balance? And then close the eyes and see how many breaths you can take or how many seconds that might take to where you're going to fall out of it. Obviously, have arms out, ready to get
clear space,
ready to catch yourself, or even practicing this near a wall so you've got something to touch too. And then another level of balance practice is actually working on inner ears. So same thing, lifting a foot and then tipping your head over to one side, and you'll be amazed the difference just by changing our proprioception within the body and the fluid changing in our ears and our head will also make our balance a little tricky and easy for us to fall. And that's why we know that we need to practice every day.
Yeah. And we have all these exercises up online for quick 1 minute differences for people to make in a day. So
absolutely. It's great to give some people some inspiration of what you can do in a minute.
Lake Effect contributor Cynthia Akey is a certified yoga instructor, a personal trainer, and a wellness coach. She and contributor Lucian Jung produce Healthy Body Basics for Lake Effect. You can find other Healthy Body Basics segments at wuwm.com. And remember to always consult your doctor before starting a new physical routine.